Okay. Torah Or, we'll do a Purim Maimer Megillas Esther, page 186. In Torah Or, second column at the bottom. Okay, in the Megillah it says, Ayeshet HaMelech Esther Shavet HaZov, when Esther came to the king, when officially she wasn't allowed to, so it says the king extended his scepter, you know, the stick, the golden one, V'tokem Esther, V'tam L'fnei HaMelech, and Esther got up and stood before the king. Okay, so he says, Lahovin Yeshinuyim Shebein Parsha Zu. The Parsha Shalemaila, to understand the difference between this Pasuk and the Pasuk earlier, over there it says, Vayeshet HaMelech Eshavet HaZov Eshebiyodei. Over there it says, here it says, Vayeshet, the king extended the Shavet. In another Pasuk it says, the king extended the golden scepter which was in his hand. Over there it had, which was in his hand, and here it doesn't say that. And over there it says Esther responded by touching the end of the shavit. Here it doesn't say Esther's touching it. Over here it means, implies that he gave her the whole shavit, because it says the king extended the shavit. It doesn't say Esther touched the top of it, it means she took the thing. And over there, she only touched the top. What's the difference? Gam lo v'nyin kol zeh b'chol zman mahu. We also have to understand, how does this apply today? Like, what is this lesson in the Megillah about the king extending the scepter and Esther taking it, touching it, which is in his hand? Why does this apply for all generations? So he says, in Eknes Yisrael nikah b'shem Esther. The Yidden are called Esther. Hashem Anoichi Esther Esther Paneh Bayemahu. The Gemara asks in Megillah, where do we find the name Esther in the Torah? The Gemara asks, where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? Where do we find Esther in the Torah? So by Esther it says Anoichi Esther Esther Paneh. I will conceal my in Golos. Hashem says, I will conceal my face from you. Esther Esther is Esther. Knei Hashem Ugilish Chinosim. It says, I will conceal my face, Hashem says. Meaning, the face of Hashem, we speak about the revelation of the face of Hashem, it's the level of Gilui of Shechina, the revelation of the Shechina. Like it says, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha. And he says, it's Achshav Bizman HaGolus Mesuteres B'Bchinas B'Yemahu. In other words, the Alter Rebbe explains it this. The Pasuk says, when the Gemara asks, what's the root of where do we find the source of Esther in the Torah? So the Gemara says, it says, Vanechi, it's the Pasuk in Chumash, Hanechi, Hastir Astir Ponai, Bayemahu. Okay, I will conceal my face on that day. Now, we know already, we learned many times, that in Torah you have the word Zeh, which means you point to it, here, Huhu means there, distant. So the Pasuk is saying that on that day of Golos, Bayemahu, on that day of Golos, I will conceal my face, meaning the revelation of the Shechina will be concealed from you. And that's what he says, Ki Yemahu made al Yem Shein in Nir of Enigla. Because when you say Yemahu, it means a day which is not so revealed. But Yem Zeh means the day is revealed. Zeh means you're pointing to it and saying, here it is. The Derech Prat, and the same thing. He says like this. The Jews are called Esther because it's in Golos, Hashem is concealed from the Jews. That's why they're called Esther. The Derech Prat, and generally, in the more detail, B'chol Nefesh Mi Yisrael, every single Yid. Kasher Bechin, it's Nitz, it's Nafshu Alekis. U'mechus, U'melovash, B'lovushim, Achshav, Adibar, Amayse, Gashmiim. So he says like this. The neshama of every Jew, when it's concealed by the body, animal soul, Yetzer Hara and the Shabamis, so then that neshama is called Esther, because that neshama, instead of being the revelation of godliness, it's concealed, it's covered by the body and the Shabamis. Ve'ainet Hashem Shedem is Galibi. And in the case of the neshama, which is in Golos, meaning even in the body, and the locus is not revealed. To be grasped and established in the mind and heart. the davka be bezgalus alef to reveal, be revealed in the person. Ki mechinas makiv all of milmaila, that ahava is called Esther. Okay, so he says when a neshama in a body doesn't feel alukus, meaning alukus is concealed from him because of the body and nefesh abamis, then the neshama is called Esther. So every Jew, when the neshama is in the body, is called Esther because it's concealed. But he says, again, not that it's not there, it's there, but it's hidden. Which means the essence of the Jew, the Yechida Shebenefesh, the Pintel Yid, he says, this refers to the Pintel Yid, Yechida Shebenefesh, which is there concealed. Of Ava B'chol Nefesh Mi Yisrael, Ve'ein Lo Chodom Shein Le B'chinas Pnim Yizu. There isn't a Jew that doesn't have the Pintel Yid in him. A Jew is a Jew. Elo, Lahaitzi Mehala Malagilui Eina Shava B'chol Adam. Okay, so he says like this. Every Jew has Yechida Shebenefesh. The only question is, how much it's revealed, and when it's revealed, and how it's revealed. Every Jew is, like, so Moshe Rabbeinu is not less Jewish than us. The difference is, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was revealed. Like we always say, by Rabbi, Yechida Shebenefesh is always revealed. By him, they openly feel godliness. By us, it's completely concealed. Every so often, maybe we wake up. Lochein, Limeisa Mashiach, therefore Mashiach comes. The person will be refined, meaning the guf, the nefesh habamis, everything will be refined. At that time will be the revelation of Hashem. What are we going to say when Mashiach comes? Not only once, Zashem kivino, twice. Okay? That means when Mashiach comes, and simply speaking like this, godliness is all over. Okay? Some places it's hidden, not that it doesn't exist. It's there, but hidden. And some places it's revealed. So when Mashiach comes, when everything will be refined, Elokus will be revealed. Therefore, we're going to say, Zaha Hashem kivino, Zaha Yema, Nagil of Anismachavai, Zaha Yema Hashem. It's twice there. Until then, we are in Golis, we're called Esther, because the level of godliness within us is concealed. Well, Peter, what it means is, when Mashiach comes, the world will be refined. That means even in the physical brain, the physical heart, we're going to feel this great revelation of godliness that now we can't. And as the Pasuk says, every flesh will see physically. And not the level of who. So Mashiach comes, and the Chassidus explains like this. By Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw this great revelation of Hashem. They said, Zeke Livan Veil, once. Then you have the level of Golos that's called Bayemahu. Who means distant, it's concealment of Elokus. Then when Mashiach comes, like we said, it's going to be double Zeh. Vamei Be'em Ohine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Le'eh, Zeh HaYem HaSah Hashem Negil V'Nis Mechavai. So then will be double Zeh, meaning even a greater revelation than it was by Kriyas Yamsa. So therefore, during the time of Golos, the Eden are called Esther, and then afterwards they're called Gilui.
Zeh is Zeh. What is a double Zeh?
A greater revelation.
What should be greater than greater?
I mean, Zeh is already the answer. Kafu. At Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw the level of Malchus Datsilis, the way it is, Yam become Yabosh. Remember, the concealed becomes revealed. But Yam is only Malchus of Atsilis. Here, there's going to be a revelation of the essence of Hashem, which is much higher than Malchus, yes. Okay. So this is the way it ends up to be personally, that you have the level of neshama in Golos, and we have to reveal the neshama. That's the whole Avodah.
Chazal say,
all the Yom Tevim are going to be non-existent when Mashiach comes, chutz mi Purim. Except the Yom Tev Purim, shenema v'mea Purim, le'yavro mitecha Yehudim v'zichron li'yosem mizarim. Okay? So the Gemara says in Megillah that all the Yom Tevim are going to become bottled except Purim. Purim is still going to be there when Mashiach comes. V'gama merazal, halachas ein betelim lasad lovin. Another Gemara says that halachas is not going to stop when Mashiach comes. So now the question is, now the Rebbe is alluding to a question that the Rebbe always says clearly. L'chayra, teira zu leitir mechlefes. Teira will never be exchanged. Teira is emes even Mashiach comes. There's going to be a Pesach Shavua Sukkis, Yitzhak Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. All these holidays are going to be. So what does it mean, all the Yom Tevim B'Telus? So with Chassidus, you learn it. Yeah, there won't be any more Pesach, Shavuos, the Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. That's the simple meaning of it. But Chassidus explains, no, that's not what it means. What it means is as follows: Ki'inyan Shabbos is the Yom Tevim. What is the holiness of Shabbos and Yom Tev? Shebehem or Bechinas Aliyas Ha'Elamis is elevation of the world. Va'Nitzutzis and all the sparks of Kedusha during the week. Shekol Nitzus Nishmas Yisrael. That the spark of every single Jew, the neshama, misala b'madrega, becomes elevated on Shabbos and Yom Tov, mitnei er Hashem mizgala b'itamahem, because there's a greater revelation of Hashem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why it's a holier day, meaning there's a greater revelation of Hashem. So that causes that the neshama reacts, and it also becomes elevated. Like the Gemara said, even an amadis can't lie on Shabbos. I mean, all these things. Because the person becomes elevated. And it becomes, therefore, in the Yid, light and simcha, and chedas Hashem, and the joy of Hashem, the halit and the shamas to illumine, to ignite the neshamas. The davka beyizbara b'yasa says, in other words, again, generally speaking, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a greater revelation which elevates the Jew. Now in detail, Pesach, Mizgala Ura Ava Chesed Elyon Bepanimis HaNeshamas. And Chesed is revealed more. Okay, number one, we know Pesach is Avram, Yitzchok is Yitzchok, and Sukkot is Yaakov. Right? We know that. So Avram is Chesed, so Pesach is a revelation of Chesed. Yeshua is a revelation of Gura. And Yaakov is a revelation of Yaakov and Sukkot. So what's Pesach? And Pesach is revealed the ultimate level of Chesed of Hashem. By Deizeh, Misala Kol Nitzutzis Yisrael, all the neshamas of Yidden become elevated. The Eider Tzavu Rabba Hashem to awaken this tremendous love of Hashem. V'Litches Kol Aminayim Mvatim, and to get rid of and push away all the difficulties, all the blockages. Haynu Advodim Shem Heipach Neged Avas Hashem. Anything which is contrary to loving Hashem. Shem Tavis Gashmis Kafis Sitrach. Okay? So bottom line is, what happens on Pesach? The Chesed of Hashem is revealed, which right awakens the love of a Jew to Hashem, that he loves Hashem so much he doesn't want any of the worldly things. Okay? Ugame Shekol Sulumakim Mitzrayim Bivchareyim. Hila Elam Chazdei Pirish. Chadei Sheyor Elam Er Chesed Elyim. He says, what did the Pasuk say? It says like this. We say it every Shabbos and Davin. L'maki Mitzrayim Mitzchereihem Ki La'elum Chazdei. Okay, it goes to 26, right? Ki La'elum Chazdei is before Baruch Shammah. So it means that, what do we say in that line? That Hashem smote the Egyptians with their own firstborns. Okay? Ki La'elum Chazdei. So what's the connection between the two? So he says, in order to be revealed the chesed of above, he could bechayr Mitzrayim, which are the hofchemiz, are the opposite of chesed of kedusha. So that's why kila elam chazdei, meaning chesed is revealed because he killed the Egyptians. K'meshe kosev miza elus hamidbar, who's going up in the midst of katimrits ashim b'kuteres. Like this column of smoke, Mikol Avakas Reich Pidish, Knesset Yisrael Nikra Zeis, Eilam in Abinbar, the Yidin are called Eilam in Abinbar, coming up from the desert, which refers to desert, evil, klipa. Remember we learned, there's nothing growing, nothing, no, uncivilized, nothing growing. Udvan Gashmim Asher Leila Hashem Hema, the anything which is against godliness. Shem Deimim Lamokim Midbar V'Shemayma, is similar to a desert and a desolate land. V'gam Midbar Miloshen Dibur. Not only does Midbar mean a desert, but Midbar is the same letters in Midaber, which means speaking, which refers to all the negative words that are not to Hashem, Dvarim Betelim. And so what happens? Mizas Ola Min HaMidbar, it comes out from the weekday Klipa, it becomes Shabbat of the Contiminous Ocean. Then it becomes a pillar of smoke. What do you mean a pillar of smoke? How do you create smoke? When a physical object becomes consumed, that's when the smoke comes up. So what does it mean when the pasuk says mizas elam in ambembar and kesimles ashan? Because when you burn the gashmiyistika things, you refine the gashmiyistika things, so then you create the smoke, a column of kedusha. Isavis machmas esev davahu. Because when the fire burns something which is against its nature. Because what becomes smoke? The moisture in fire. Chassidus explains, well, scientific, but Chassidus explained, in fire, you always notice a little moisture in the flame. Because that's, the smoke is actually the water of the object that's being burnt, being elevated to Kedusha. So you're taking fire, elevates the water, because what fire does, everything has, is composed of the four elements, right? Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Hafa. So when you burn it, everything leaves except the dirt, the ashes at the end, which is the element of dirt. The Ruach is the smoke that comes up, the Eish is the fire, the Mayim is the water that you're burning in the object itself. Because how much smoke do you have? Based on the amount of moisture that's in the object that's burning, that's how much smoke you have. The same thing in a spiritual sense. When the revelation of Hashem is revealed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? So what happens on Shabbos? The neshama becomes elevated because Shabbos is similar to Mashiach. Just like the Rebbe said before, in Galus we're called Esther, and then Mashiach comes, it becomes revealed. So Shabbos is a mini Mashiach. So therefore, during the week, we deal with the world, and then when we do the Aveda during the week of refining the 6 days of creation, then on Shabbos the world is elevated, including the neshama of the person. The one? No. Let me ask you a question. When somebody davens at the Kaisel, yeah, today, do they say Yerushalayim Ircha Berachman Toshuv?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where they're there?
Not complete.
You can't get more Yerushalayim than the Kaisel. Maybe Meir Shorim, but. So in Yerushalayim, the guy say that?
Yes.
So what does it mean?
Not
we're still in Golos. There's a Kaisel Maravi, but there's no Beis Hamikdash. The place is, first of all, inside the Kaisel. But the point is, it's still a complete level of Golos.
No, you don't feel different.
If a person feels different, they feel different. Everybody feels different. I don't know. Every person's different. If they feel it, I'm not saying it's possible to feel. You could feel, some people feel holier in a shul. Some people feel holier, you know, whatever. But I'm saying, even in Yerushalayim, the Din are still in Golos. They're still saying Yerushalayim, Yerchu Berachman Toshuv. Because they're still in Golos. That's not the complete Yerushalayim. There's no Beis HaMikdash.
There's nothing there.
I didn't say there's nothing there. But there's no Mashiach there. It's Mokim HaMikdash, but the Tchum. You're in Galus. You can't say the Beis HaMikdash is Geula. I mean, now, the Kaisel is Geula. The Ebeshe gave us a gift. We got back the Kaisel Maravi. But the Beis HaMikdash is still pretty Jews are in deep Galus there. Is he more revealed? Hashem is revealed where you, like, you know, where's Hashem? Where you let him in?
Yeah, but you have to face
it says the Shechina leizazim mekaisel maravi. The Shechina is never moved from the kaisel maravi. But a person could go there. Let me ask you a very simple question. It's like, if you blindfold the person, okay? Blindfold him and bring him to the Kaisel. He doesn't know where he is. Is he going to feel Kedusha?
Maybe.
Doubt it. Doubt it.
So,
unless if a person's a very lofty level. Huh?
Since we are in Galus, we are in the same spiritual level as the people that live or pray in the Kotel here in the center.
There's a greater Kedusha in the Kaisel because the Shekhinah doesn't leave there. But the question is, do you feel it? I'm saying they feel because they're looking at it. They understand that there's Mokam HaMikdash. To say, Stam, that there's more Kedusha that a Jew feels, I promise you, if you blindfold a person, okay, and take him there, and he doesn't know where he is, keep the blindfold on, yeah? Is he going to feel more Kedusha? I don't know. If he does, he's Taka Big Tzadik.
Yeah, but bring the Shama.
The Shama feels it, but the question is, does the person feel it? Of course the Shama feels it.